Of all the big internet companies, some use more bandwidth than others. You use more bandwidth when you jam more data down the lines into homes or phones. Netflix uses the most of any company at peak hours streaming all those movies. Google is number two, followed by Apple. And number four on the list of bandwidth users is Twitch TV. In case you've never heard of Twitch, a company devoted to live interactive broadcasting of people playing video games, NPR's Laura Seidel explains what it is.
Meet Jason Love.
I make a living attempting to beat video games on my show, and people watch.
Love's stage name for that endeavor is Man, and his show is Man vs. Game.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the broadcast. Thank you so very much, everybody, for joining me tonight. Yes, you're watching Man vs. Game. Yes, I'm your host, Man. I have a beard still.
Love's also a bit pale. He sleeps all day and broadcasts himself playing games alone from midnight to 8 a.m. Mountain Time. He does this from the basement of his Montana home.
This crest of blood is yours.
Yes! Give me the crest of blood! I hope it looks like a scab.
Crest of blood. Put it on.
Nearly 170,000 people follow his channel, and this year, Love says he could make six figures. Not surprisingly, playing video games wasn't Love's college major. That was Japanese language and culture. But he got married and moved to Montana, and his days of travel to Asia were over. He worked at a series of low-paying retail jobs that he describes as soulless.
I just felt directionless and lost. I just thought, okay, well, what do I like? I like, you know, performing. I like the internet, and I like video games.
Initially, he imagined doing some kind of YouTube video blog of himself playing games, but then he discovered something called Justin TV, which lets people stream live broadcasts of all kinds. But Emmett Shear, co-founder of Justin TV, says the video game content started to get really popular.
It was the content that I would find myself at home turning the website on and just watching and just using the website as a user because I really enjoyed watching people play video games, and there was a whole community of people doing it on the site.
In 2011, Justin TV gave birth to Twitch, exclusively dedicated to live gaming. Shear is now Twitch's CEO. Twitch TV developed ways to help gaming broadcasters make a living. You can run ads against your show. You can add a subscribe button so fans can pay to watch without commercials and have special live online chats. The content ranges from comedic shows like Man vs. Game to competitions with top players. Twitch says it's got 5,100 people making money by selling ads and subscriptions for their game channels.
There's now people who spend their whole life broadcasting these video games, big tournaments. You have people who run special events with their most dedicated fans. And that's really cool. That's a whole new thing that didn't exist before. It's really that new profession, which is video game entertainer.
Tonight at a bar in San Francisco, video game players can get a sense of what it feels like to be a pro. A startup called Showdown Esports takes over the space and broadcasts live gaming from here over Twitch TV. Ross Lewis is a co-founder.
We're trying to combine the online community in a real-life party.
A couple of hundred people show up tonight, and everyone can sign up to play a game live or over Twitch while Lewis does a kind of interview show around it. Fernando Padilla sits down to play League of Legends.
This is my match history. I've won past, like, six games in a row.
Wow, that's a good showing.
All right, my most played champion.
Brag a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to brag, man.
A lot of Twitch fans are here. Megu Kobayashu says she watches Twitch the way tennis players like to watch Wimbledon, to see how the pros do it.
If it's a game that I'm really into, I think Twitch provides a lot of strategy. If they're really good, then, you know, you can watch and learn.
And some of the people here, like Arnie Salazar, have tried to broadcast themselves. Becoming a pro video game player is like a new kind of dream, the way being an actor or a pro athlete is.
In kindergarten, they asked me what I want to do when I was older. I wrote, I either want to be a doctor or play video games. So I'm definitely not going to be a doctor. I can play video games.
Recently, Twitch TV made headlines when 100,000 people played a game of Pokemon together. Twitch now has 45 million active users, and it's growing. Though, as it is for aspiring actors, musicians, or athletes, most of these gamers will only dream of doing it for a living. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.